Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live and in person here on a getaway Friday, August the 27th, 2021, 17 and a half minutes past the hour, back in the studio for the first time in 3 weeks here on a Friday night, or as they say in Southern Ohio, Friday. And here we go, away we are, and it's kind of interesting because we've got Angie Evers, the co-host, in here, as well as the returning Sean Kraft, who I don't think has been in here for 6 to 8 months.
Yes, it's been...
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Talk.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Do I got the right mic on here?
I don't know.
I think I do. Keep talking.
Yes, I have not...
Is the mic on? It was off,
oh,
wasn't it?
Yeah, somebody...
Dummy.
Somebody turned it off!
Jeez. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, who won the contest today with Ted Williams?
Oh, I'm about to talk about that. Just stay on the radio. Are you listening on the radio?
Yes.
Okay, stay there, and I'm going to explain that.
All right.
Thank you. Well, I hate... Well, Sean, how you doing?
Ooh, I just blew my eardrum out.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm doing good. Yeah, I have not been on this show since Who Flung Da Chung, I guess.
Right? Can you hear yourself now?
I can hear myself
now. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Angie, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right, we're all here. We're all happy. Now let's talk about Ted Williams.
Okay.
Okay, here's what happened today. We had a little game show this morning, and here's how it went. I was asking three questions. What is Ted Williams' favorite food? What's Ted Williams' favorite restaurant chain? And how many presidents can he name in 2 minutes? Now, people called in and guessed. And the winner will get a 4 passes to Zumbezi Bay or something like that and a free root beer float. So people called in and guessed this morning. And then I had Ted on about 12:30. And his favorite food was pork chops. Nobody guessed that. So nobody won that. And his favorite restaurant chain was Applebee's. Nobody guessed that. So... nobody won that. And then he named 10 presidents in 2 minutes, and nobody guessed that. So nobody won that. So nobody won today because nobody guessed right on anything. But the problem, and this is why I said more people should guess. They should have guessed more this morning. But here was the problem. Ted Williams and I got it. Well, we didn't get into it. All that happened was he was singing the Cheers theme song. And he was singing it, and then he got into the Jeffersons theme song, and that was okay. And then at the end of our conversation, I wanted him to sing the Jeffersons theme song again, and he kind of went all screwball, and I hung up the phone on him. And I think people are a little agitated. They think I'm rude for hanging up the phone on Golden Voice.
Interesting.
Because he's a part of the team.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that? What do you think, Angie? Let's start with you. What do you make of the whole incident? You listened to it as it happened.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, I probably wouldn't have hung up on him. Or admitted that I hung up on him.
Oh, I should have lied.
Well, no, I'm not telling you to lie, but I would have maybe just accidentally hit the button.
So, Sean, what do you...
Like have like a little bit of Tourette's or something.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes I can't stand people singing stuff I don't like. I would probably hang up on him, too, probably. Maybe.
But people think I'm rude.
But I think he flustered him about asking him about the presidents.
Yeah.
I think that got him,
got him all stirred.
Because I'm sure he knows more than 10 presidents, but to ask somebody like that on the fly.
Yeah.
I think it kind of frazzled him, and then he just couldn't remember the words to this song.
Listen, if I can get him on the phone next hour,
I think you should apologize.
I'll call and I'll apologize to the man. Will that make everybody feel better?
I think it'd be nice.
I'll call him right here on the live radio in the next hour, and I'll apologize to him. Is that okay?
I think it'd be nice to apologize to him, even though he's on our staff. We don't want him to be angry.
I don't know that he's angry.
I don't know. I think if you would have hung up on me, I would be angry.
I think there's a lot of times that you guys will hang up on each other.
Who?
Like, you and Ted. I've heard many conversations. Oh, like, you'll be talking and then, poof, he's gone. Or, you know, so I don't think this is a first or it'll be a last, but...
Listen, so stay tuned next hour. This will be a reason for staying up tonight. I'll call and I'll apologize to Golden Voice. I'll say, Golden Voice, I'm sorry, I hung up the phone on you. Because, you know, I have nothing but love for the man. I mean, I really do. I love the man. I've been working with him for 10 years. I just think he's great. But he just set me in a bad direction. We're just having some fun.
Yeah, just say, listen, brother. I'm sorry.
Brother?
Yeah, I mean, that's what he tells me. He says, brother. What's up, brother?
He doesn't call you brother.
Yes, he does.
He calls you Terry.
No. Yes, he does.
No. You walk in the room and he says, hey, Terry.
Yeah, sometimes he does get me confused with Terry. But he does say brother to me, though. So he just say, listen, brother, I'm sorry for hanging up on you. I won't do it again.
Brother? Jeez.
That's what he says to me.
Who am I all of a sudden? John Travolta and Saturday Night Fever? Mr. T?
Mr. T.
Hey, brother, pity the fool. No, I'm just going to say, Ted, if you took that the wrong way, I'm sorry. I did not mean that in the least of mean tones. You know, I love you. You're a dear friend. And I apologize.
So what did it sound like? I got like fingernails on the chalkboard or what?
No, it wasn't his singing. His singing was fine. He just, I don't even know what you'd call it. Go ahead, caller.
Hang up the phone on me, are you?
No, I'm not going to hang up the phone on you. Well, it depends. Are you going to sing the Jefferson's theme song right or wrong?
I bet you didn't even realize you hung up on him.
No, I realized it.
Well, you realized it, but I bet he didn't.
Well, no, are you? It's like Dallas here tonight, because next hour we've got a cliffhanger, because I'm going to call and apologize to this man.
Well, he might know now if he's... You know, listen, but...
I'll feel him out.
At the time, I bet you he didn't even know you hung up on him.
Well, he never called back, so I think he knew what was happening. What did you think of that? Did you hear that?
Yeah, he was really... He was embarrassing himself. You did him a favor, really.
Well, see, at least I didn't say that to him. Ted, you're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah, he really was.
Well, which part did you find embarrassing?
Well, he just... was messing up the words and everything.
Well, how do you think I was during that situation?
I don't know. I wouldn't have said I hung up on him. I would have just...
Boy, there's a lot of dishonest people listening to this show. I'll say that.
You know, I would have just made up some excuse or something, but...
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I think I did the right thing, but I will call and apologize, and everybody can hear me from coast to coast tonight, because we're big in Boston, that I will apologize to Ted Williams.
You're going to take the blame for that? You're not going to blame that on anybody else?
No, I'm going to tell Ted, I'm going to say, are you saying I pass the buck on to people? What are you saying
here?
Well,
sometimes you come pretty close to it.
Oh, my hand's moving toward that receiver right now. No, I'm going to apologize. Listen, you're going to stay tuned. At 9:15 tonight, you're going to hear the most sincere apology that you've ever heard in your life.
He probably ain't going to answer the phone.
He won't answer.
Well, he might answer.
He'll say, it's Scott Spears. I ain't going to answer that phone.
Well, right, because I hung up on him. But, I want to know the error of my way. You know, I want to set myself right. I want to come to the light.
Yeah, you know, that would be the right thing to do.
Yes, so stay tuned.
Okay.
Who shot JR?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. See, I've got to do it now. I've spoken it.
Well, you know, whatever makes you happy.
Well, I don't know that it'll make me happy, but other people seem to be all bent out of shape. So they got their nose out of joint, so I'll be all right.
Well, it was the Golden Voice. But yeah, I understand. You should have stopped him in his tracks. Say, listen, Ted, you know, That song is not. That's not, you don't know how to sing that song. Just say stop.
I thought he was doing okay.
Just say stop. You're done.
No, I was trying to be polite. Oh, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
See how you are? You see, like, oh, they're one of our favorite callers. And I hear, oh, here we go.
Oh, no, that wasn't directed toward you.
You're one of those people that I would never hang up the phone first. I would say goodbye, but then I'd leave the phone on so I could hear what you said when you thought I wasn't listening.
Oh, no, I make sure the phone's hung up. I'm good at hanging up the phone.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Did you listen to this earlier?
I mean, I'm like one of those people that, you know, I have it on all the time, but, like, sometimes I'm in the store, or I'm at work, or whatever. I can't sit there, you know, glued to the radio, but...
So you didn't hear the incident?
I missed the part where you hung up on him. I can't believe you did that.
Hey, now, wait a second. Well, I...
There you go.
Let me see if I... Okay, I'm going to tell you
what. Sean. We missed hearing from you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Who did?
Well, I can't speak for the whole listening. Okay, I missed hearing from you.
See, you're always speaking for all of us. Let me see if I can find the tape.
Oh, Marion missed you, Sean. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Well, now, listen, I'm going to find the tape, and we're going to play what happened this morning. It's only about 5 or 6 minutes, and then people can call in, and everybody will be on the same page. And am I not being gracious here that I'm going to apologize at 9 o'clock?
Well, I think it's the right thing to do.
I'm going to do it. Listen. Gosh.
I mean, do you think it hurt his feelings, or is he the type of guy that can take a joke?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to him since.
Oh, wow.
Well, was it just this morning? It's not like it's been weeks or something. Let me see if I can...
I give it a high five because I sang on your show. Everybody
you did sing.
Checking out, but I think I screwed up all the words.
And no, you got down. I didn't hear that. You got down this morning.
Yeah, I did.
Sing a little tonight. Sean didn't hear it.
No. Once was enough.
Okay, well, let me find the tape.
Oh, no. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, let me find the tape of the incident from this morning. I believe it happened on the exchange. Wasn't that when it happened?
Yes.
I believe so. This is what happened this morning that apparently I've got to apologize. Now, this is live radio I'm doing this, so if you hear any backdrops, it's because I'm doing this live on the air. For you, the listening audience, how far was it in the show this morning? Let me see here. It was probably about 10 minutes in, something like that. School today. We don't need a pub, which was the Cheers outside.
Oh, this is it.
They have the Boston Heart.
And
here's what happened earlier. And I tell you, Ted, we've got three questions. Now, heretofore, you do not know what three... Old school today with the potato sacks. What will people in Boston think who are listening to this show?
Yeah, but... I like to dress up.
So you say. People, I've never seen it.
You have at school some.
Well, the old cardigans.
No, I've worn, like, black, nice black pants before. You just don't remember. You don't remember. It was a long time ago. It was like 2 years ago.
I wasn't really paying attention to what people were wearing.
Right. Why would you be paying attention to me?
No, I was paying attention to...
You had work to do. You had to check the milk.
I had to check the milk every day, and I had to go down and get the food.
You had to make tally marks for the ding.
Every day, because nobody else would show up.
Change that garbage.
Yeah, who else showed up to do that? Nobody. Nobody at all. But you know what? We probably should get to the game here. Let me see if I can get Mr. My dear friend, the golden voice. Huh?
I'm going to lose.
Well, you probably already have. Let me get the phone out here, our dialing phone here at WWGH Radio. Let's see if I can get Ted's number here. Okay, I think we might get him. Now I got to transfer him over here. Okay, we'll get a little ring-a-ding here. Let's see if we've got him all the lines, if we've patched everything through. Hello?
Hello there. How you doing? Ted Williams here.
Hey, the man with the golden voice, Ted. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm at the house right now, and I wanted to play the game.
Oh, the game's going to be big this morning, and I tell you, Ted, we've got three questions. Now, heretofore, you do not know what three questions I'm going to ask you. Is this correct?
That's correct, absolutely.
Because we don't want to get caught up in one of those $64,000 game show scams where we all go to prison.
Yes, Scotty.
We don't need one of those. Now, Ted, people in Boston are listening right now with some podcast and also some radio show there. So say hello to the people in Boston.
Hello, everybody in the New England part of the country there. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, which, as you know, Scotty.
In Boston in January. Now, do you think I should go...
thing because of so much interest provided.
Now, we've never made it to Stewart's when you've been in Marion. Question number two. What is Ted Williams' favorite... Oh.
Kennedy, Carter, Roosevelt, number nine, and it looks like Michelle's the winner on that one. A presidential... I can't come up with... Wait a minute. I just had one. Who is that? Somebody else. Wait a minute. I almost had it. You got me, man. You got me. I'm not in the thinking mode right now. President in 2 minutes. That's a good-ass question.
You got 10 seconds.
10 seconds, and I can't think of one. We'll be back with more presidential... countdown right after this. No. I'm with 10.
10, okay. Well, 10, you got 10, Ted. 10's not bad.
Yeah. And I was trying to name the ones in my era from 57 on up, and then I just happened to think, oh, Lincoln.
But I tell you, Ted, it's interesting because we had a guess of 25, 14, 20, 15, 31, and somebody thought you would name all 46.
Oh, I love the optimism on all that.
Well, Ted, you know, so we're not giving away anything today. No root beer floats, no...
No Zoom Daisy Bay, no zoo tickets, no wine dot or whatever. Oh, zoo lights or
zoo
whatever.
Zoo lights. Oh, it's horrible. Well, but you know, Ted, it's always good to speak to you. That's always fun. And before... you know I love you. Now, what's great here, Ted, is that I think people really enjoyed that Jefferson's theme, so could you give us a little more?
Beans don't fry, beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Beans don't burn,
that was horrible. No, he's gone now. I'm sorry I had to hang up on him, but he was driving me nuts, Michelle. God bless his heart there. I had to accidentally hang up on him.
Oh, my.
Well, that was the incident. Now, I don't think I can be blamed at this point. Now, everybody's heard it. What do you think?
That was a little rude. I heard the...
Hey, what?
I heard the telephone go bang in the background.
What, did you hear his song?
I think he was doing okay.
Oh, do you?
It sounded all right to me.
Beans don't burn on the grill.
He's not a professional singer. I can't sing either. You can? Can you sing?
I wouldn't try. I wouldn't even attempt.
Well, you asked.
Now that the audience has heard it, should I apologize to this man at 9:15 tonight? I think I should not apologize because I think we've heard it now that he clearly needed to be hung up on. I couldn't have that go on anymore. That's radio pollution. 740-383-9944. Now, come on.
Radio pollution is that squilly noise in my ears just a second ago. What was all that squilly noise?
Squirrels.
Would you...
Squirrels are in the lines.
Yeah, it was awful.
Should I apologize to the
absolutely.
Man?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's rude. You wouldn't want nobody else to hang up on you.
I wouldn't do that on live radio.
But you did.
I wouldn't do that singing bit that he did.
Well, you asked him to.
I understand that.
You know, Ted Williams would do anything you ask him to.
Well?
He does. He told you that.
It was a little irritation. But what do you think?
Well, I mean, I told you what I thought earlier.
Yeah, but you know, nobody's calling now because they know that I shouldn't apologize to this man now that they've heard the incident. Because they know... Now, come on, last person who called in, call back in and tell me what you think. Now, should I really apologize after that? I mean, I don't think so. Oh, here we go.
I think he was doing okay.
Oh, well, that's your belief. All right, go ahead.
Oh, no, Scott. You really flunked on that one.
Now, wait a second. What do you mean?
Goodness sakes. And then admit it right after you did it. It's like, I thought he did great, because that's one of them songs that's harder to remember. It wasn't like the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. Now, do you have maybe a hearing aid in or something?
No, why?
Well, because if you think that was good music that he was singing on the air, there's got to be some kind of distortion.
No, I just think I know how hard that song is to know the words, because it's pretty mumbly anyway. And if you listen to, like, the Brady Bunch or one of those, you can get that memorized just hearing it once.
But where was I wrong in this?
Hanging up.
Just for cutting him off instead of saying, whoa, are you having a tough time? You want to start over? You know, or just giving him a second chance instead of just blinking him and going, damn, I couldn't take anymore.
Well, but he didn't hear that part. See, I'd already hung up on him by then.
He didn't hear it, but everybody else
So you think I should really call this man live after the 9 o'clock break and apologize to him?
Yes, absolutely. That would be the Trump thing to do.
The Trump thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he is so polite, and he always makes right his wrongs, or he admits when he's wrong. So you're better off to do that.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll do it, because I'll do anything for the listening audience of this radio station, but I just want to be on record that I don't think I've done anything wrong here.
Well, let me tell you something, and this is out of my heart, because I listen to you a lot. I was actually dumbfounded and shocked that you did that. I really was.
Because I'm a nice man, correct?
Right. Exactly. And you do worry about, you know, what you project into the radio world, because radio will follow you forever. That tape will live long.
That's right. Right. And I try to be, you know, I try to be honest with the radio people. I get on here every morning, whatever comes to, I don't have notes. You know, I'm just talking to my friends here in the morning.
Right. And we all get that. And I know he will too, because he knows you're a good guy.
Yeah, but I'll call and apologize, make everybody feel okay about this.
And I hope it makes you feel okay with it, because really this is going to be in the back of your mind for a while, just because it will, because you're human.
Well,
and you'll be thinking, damn, maybe I did do something that I didn't realize I did.
I'm going to clear the air, and we'll have a beautiful moment here tonight. It'll be, you know, it'll be like, you know, remember when, you know, like men landed on the moon and there was that moment like, wow. That's what it'll be like in next hour. So stay tuned for that.
Because I'm listening to you from my phone, and it is a really poor reception. And then when I turn it up, it's like there's that screech and background noises that I'm just wondering, is that the station or is that our phones or what?
So when you listen on the phone, there's a screech in the line?
Yeah, I remember you sent me a link, and I pushed on it, and as soon as you start talking, it was like, whoa, this is going to be hard to listen to, because it's got terrible scratch noises and background noises.
I don't know. I'll have to check. Now, Angie, you listen on the cell phone, right?
Right. I didn't go in from the website, though. I'll have to put my TuneIn app on.
Oh, yeah. Do you have the TuneIn app's free. If you download that, you might want to try that.
Oh, okay. It's called TuneIn app?
Yeah, just go to your app store. It's TuneIn. It's absolutely free. And then you search WWGH, and we should come right up.
Okay, now if that doesn't come in clear, I could catch you on the radio, though, right?
Oh, yeah. We're on the radio at 107.1.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thanks for making this right.
No problem. Bye-bye. Oh, man. No, you listened this morning on TuneIn, right?
Yes. Wait, just a second ago, there was a bit loud squealy noise when you played the...
Well, that could have been from this morning. Oh, I think that was his phone, the feedback.
Oh, was it?
I think his phone was feeding back earlier.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well.
So, I guess you're going to call Ted at
next
9.
Hour.
Yeah.
And apologize.
Yeah. Which is great.
How's it sound?
TuneIn sounds fine.
Oh, okay, then we're good.
But I don't know if it's the website, then.
Could be the website. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, in a couple minutes, you're going to blame that on Michelle. You're going to expect her to call and apologize to him.
Well, she's the one who really hung up on him this morning. I'm just protecting her. Now that you've heard it for the second time, do you see why I hung up on him?
Oh, yeah. It sounded awful.
Yeah, see, well, there you go.
But you didn't have to hang up on him. You could you could have stopped him and said, yeah, we said, let's, you know, do it over, or, you know, no thanks, you know.
I'm going to apologize to him. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Stay tuned.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Golly, I had no idea. Anybody else want to call in and rank me over the coals tonight? 740-383-9944. I thought it was fine.
Dom, you was really angry when you heard that telephone in the background.
I just hung up.
No, you hit it hard. You were so angry, you must have smacked it down. You can hear the telephone in the background.
Did you hear him singing?
Yeah, I think he's doing all right.
Do an impression of what he was doing.
I don't know the song.
Beans don't burn on the grill. Beans don't burn.
I mean,
what is that?
I think he did all right.
Well, did he have the right rhythm?
He wasn't even in the right state.
So I think he did all right without knowing the words. I don't know if he knew the words. You know what I mean? Maybe not. I don't know.
Just stay tuned. The big apology coming at 9:15 tonight. That's why I'm here.
That's what you should.
What happened to our caller earlier who said she listens to the station in the background, but she wasn't paying attention today, and now I've replayed it for her, basically. So what does she think? What happened? Does she feel that I did wrong here?
Getting upset too quick.
No, but I haven't heard from her yet again. 740-383-9944. I wasn't upset.
Well, the way you slammed the phone down.
It was just clear to me.
A big phone?
It was clear. Yeah, it was clear to me we were going in the wrong direction.
Well, you asked him to do a song that he probably really didn't know.
Yeah, but I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you admit it now.
No, I made a mistake for him to sing.
Oh.
Not to hanging up on him.
Oh.
I was just saving people's life.
He's sung other good things for us.
Yeah, he's been good, but not that song.
What? That song is very hard to sing.
I thought it was fine.
I mean, don't you think, Angie?
The very. Song,
yeah, it's very. It's, you gotta know. You have to have good.
You have to really know it.
Yeah.
Well, he tried.
You have to know. You should be a choir singer to sing that song.
Well, here we are.
Marla Gibbs can sing it pretty well.
Well, that's where it all started, because Marla Gibbs sings the Exchange Club theme song.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he could sing her theme song.
Why is that?
Well, because, you know, she sang mine, and I thought he could sing hers.
Well, he probably didn't know the words, so you probably should have gave him the words first, and he probably could, like, study it. He probably hasn't watched the Jefferson Show since, what, the 50s.
Well, did you hear him naming the presidents there?
Well, I think he's, you know,
see, I think you just frazzled him.
Yeah, I think you confused him.
Well, I hope he's not frazzled tonight to get my phone call.
Well, who knows what he's doing.
Listen, how many times do I have to say I like the man? I've been in contact with him for 10 years. We've done radio, television, stage shows. We've been at the State House together. We've looked at Christmas lights. We've done a bazillion things. I have nothing but the highest admiration and regard for the man. It just was not a good segment earlier on today. So, we got people listening from Boston. I can't be doing that.
So besides the squealing noise I heard, did you want him to name presidents from the beginning to or
no, just end? Any presidents.
Yeah, see, maybe he just tried too hard. And he got, like she said.
Why are we willing to give him excuses, but I can't have an excuse?
Because you intentionally hung up on him.
Not intentionally.
You said you hung up on him.
That's but emotion kicked in when I heard him singing.
Like fingernails on the chalkboard.
Well, I knew that I had to hang up on him or else people would tune out.
Well, all you had to do is say, Ted, stop. Stop.
Yeah, but where would we go from there? We were already at the end of the segment.
But then you could just say, hey, how about you sing a different song? End with a different song that you know.
I don't know. It's a little shady to me.
But shady.
Still shady. That I have to apologize to somebody on the air that we've gotten to this point in society.
Well, you don't have to, but you said you
will. Nobody apologizes to me.
About what?
Everything.
Like what? Name something.
Oh, I'm sure I've been wronged in life.
But I don't think you should give an apology if you're not truly sorry for doing it.
Yeah, are you truly like,
sorry? Oh, truly.
But you just said you're not.
When did I say that?
Just a second ago. Remember he just kind of said, in the words that you just used, you said, well...
Is anybody listening to me? I said I love the man. I have admiration. We've been together for 10 years. I have no bad feeling toward the man.
Angie, I see why Ted got confused today. Because he's confused with me right now.
Have you not heard me singing the Golden Voices praises for 10 years?
But you just said you didn't want to apologize for
No, I don't think it's my place to apologize, but I love the man dearly.
Okay. So you're going to call him at 9 o'clock and say, Ted, I am very sorry.
I'm going to point out to him.
We're slamming the phone down on you.
No. I want everybody to shut up when I do this. I'm going to get... Now, see, I got to have to apologize for that, too. I'm going to say, listen, I'm going to do it very quickly. Because he's not a guest tonight. He's not booked. And I'm just going to say, Ted... Do you think I hung up on you earlier? I have nothing but the highest admiration for you. I think you're great. I think you're wonderful. You're my pal. We'll go on in life and continue on together. But, you know, I thought that the song was bad, and that's what happened. And I if you take that in a bad way, I'm terribly sorry.
And I'm going to speak up and say, Ted, I heard the telephone slam really hard in the background, so... Yes.
Don't fuel the flame. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars by morning, educator by day, and GB during VTs.
Yes.
That's various times, of course.
Did you want to weigh in on this, Adam?
I've sung songs many times on your show, and I tell people I have a talking voice, not a singing voice, but I also, of course, do impersonations. Notice I sound a lot more peppy in the evening. Probably the coffee and the workout. You've never hung up on me when I've sung, and
no, I would never dream of hanging up on
you, Adam. I'm not really gonna have a second career as a singer, but I can't possibly be a better singer than the very famous Ted Williams.
Wait, but you said you would not hang up on.
No, I will not hang up on Adam.
But you hung up on Ted.
Well, Adam, give us a little bit of the Jefferson's theme song.
Did you know that Wilona Jeanette, or I think it's Janae Dubois, who recently passed away, she sings the theme song.
Oh, God rest her soul.
You probably know that.
I did. I was sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
Do you do the Jeffersons, Adam?
Beautiful lady. Jeffersons, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, many deaths from that show also. It's kind of sad. Of course, the one person who's still alive is a good friend of the station, and she's now acting in a soap opera. You probably saw that, right?
Who's that? Marla Gibbs?
Florence.
She's in a soap opera?
She's on One Life to Live or Days of Our Lives. I get those shows.
Oh, I'm going to have to tune that in.
Yeah, and she looks really good.
No, good to hear. Good to hear.
She's gotten better looking with age. I mean, 88 years old.
90.
Yeah, 90. Well, even better.
Yeah. All right, Adam. Can you give us the Jeffersons theme song here?
Very graceful aging. Well, did you want to hear the Jeffersons?
Give it to us.
Okay. You're not going to hang up on me, right? Because you've never hung up on me when I've sung a song before.
Is this a thing now?
Well, you kind of wonder. I mean, is it like the Gong Show? Did you know my uncle was on the Gong Show?
No, I don't have your mic. I just, it's going to squeal when I turn you up.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
Do you have something you want to say to Adam? Go ahead. Adam, this is Sean. Go ahead.
Whoa.
Say hello to Adam, Sean.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, Sean. I think it's like Ted got the gong, like on the Gong Show.
Ted? Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Did you ever watch the Gong Show?
Yes, when they used to spin around or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You got it.
My uncle was on the Gong Show. I'm not sure I ever told you that one.
Fascinating. What was his name?
Oh, Matthew Lepp.
Matthew Lepp. Did he get gonged?
Yeah, he did a roast to Chuck Barris, and his timing was really bad. I think J.P. Morgan or Artie Johnson, I think one of them, I think they both gonged him.
All right. Do you know the words, Adam?
Of course I know the words.
Well, then we shouldn't have any problem.
It's one of my favorite shows.
Let's hear it.
I might call you a honky if... that was funny. That's okay.
I accidentally... We had an accidental... there was an accidental thing that happened there. Oh, Adam, the phone accidentally disconnected. Call us back, Adam. Gosh, what a horrible timing for the phone to accidentally hang up like that. Yeah, we still got dial tone. Okay. Call us back, Adam. There we go. Oh, praise the... I'm so glad he's calling back. I felt terrible. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Adam.
Okay, so you see you have accidental hang-ups and you have real hang-ups.
Well, you said that terminology. I got so shook up. My hand trembled and I dropped the phone.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to cause so much humor that the phone dropped.
No, it was good, though. All right, hit us with the theme song, Adam.
One, two, three, four. We're moving on up to the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up to the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't burn in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Picking up, turn it back. Now, long as we live, just you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with us. So we're moving on up to the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was just wonderful, 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 Adam. Thank you for singing the song correctly.
Do you want to hear All in the Family or the Brady Bunch? Or I do. In addition to celebrity voices, some of them.
What's a good theme song? Somebody shout out something. What's a good theme song? Cheers. Do you do 227? That's Marla Gibbs.
I know most of the words, not all of them.
I'll tell you what you do.
The end is the best one where she goes. There ain't no place, child, because nobody says child like Marla Gibbs does.
Yeah, I agree with you.
She should trademark that word in the way she says it, because it is just classic.
All right, I tell you what, Adam, end tonight, because we're getting close to the end of her. Give us Toys R Us. I know you can do that one. Here's Adam Lip on the...
Well, I don't have the words in front of me, but all I can do is like the last few lines.
Oh, I didn't know you didn't know the lyrics.
Well, I was looking at my computer, and I'm upstairs.
Oh, but you know the Oscar Mayer song, right? Baloney?
I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Yeah, go ahead and sing that one.
Well, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, and that you'd know exactly what I mean. Because if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, I don't remember the rest of the song, but it's still funny.
Brilliant, Adam, brilliant. I thank you for calling in and proving...
I can do All in the Family.
Okay, I can tell you really want to do that, so I'm going to let you do that.
I don't have to.
No, it's okay, I don't mind.
See, the thing about that is I can... kind of do Archie and Edith.
All right. Well, we're going to hear that just momentarily here, but I want this call to prove that I have not hung up on anybody, and go right ahead. Take your time, Adam. Just enjoy yourself.
By the way, Glenn Miller played songs that made the hit parade. Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days. And you knew what you were then. Girls were girls and men were men. Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. There doesn't need no welfare state. Everybody pulled his weight. G.R.O. LaSalle and great. Those were the days.
Wonderful, Adam. Thank you.
Okay, glad I could entertain, and hopefully we didn't lose any listeners.
No, I'm sure we picked them up on that.
If you got a few giggles, that's what I've been aiming for.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, see you later, guys.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, I think I'm vindicated here that I do not hang up on people when they sing.
Oh, is that right?
Well, did I?
Well, we'll see if you hang up on Ted again when he sings again.
Oh, please. But I tell you, I got the shakes there.
You did.
When Adam said that word... You know, it's not a profane word, but you really can't. You shouldn't be saying that. And I dropped the phone.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You had Tourette's there?
I think Tourette's is words. I had a little touch of the shakes.
Oh, like Parkinson's?
We got a few minutes left. Does anybody have anything to say on this fascinating hour of entertainment here on Friday night? 740-383-9944. Hey, we're getting close in about 20 minutes. I'm going to apologize.
100%.
Say, well, what do you mean 100%? I want you to half do it?
I want you to be sincere.
As if I wouldn't be?
Oh, you're an actor.
Well, what do you mean?
You don't have to apologize to your body if you somebody.
I'm going to apologize to the man here momentarily. Hold your breath and you'll hear it.
And make sure you tell him that you slammed the phone down on him.
No, I'm going to tell him my admiration for him, what happened. You know, I'll apologize.
Okay.
I'll be fine.
And make sure you leave my mic on because I'm going to make a comment.
What's your comment?
I'm going to tell him, listen, he slammed the phone down.
I did not slam. Listen, this is just going to be Ted and I mano a mano apology.
Oh, is that right?
I just got 5 minutes. I'm going to apologize and get him off the line.
Oh, is that right? So you don't have to talk to him the rest of the day?
No, I would love to have a conversation, but I'm doing a show.
Okay. All right, Angie, what do you think real quick?
Oh, boy.
Do you think it's going to be serious?
A sincere apology?
Yep.
Well,
let's see. The odds are not in our favor.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Well, when did I get this reputation for being an insincere fellow?
Oh, for about 40 years now.
10 years before I was born, I had this apology? That's insincerity?
Yes.
Listen, where's the lady who called earlier, our friend Sarah, who drives the bus, who said she didn't hear it earlier, and then I played it for her, and I want to know her opinion before we're out this hour. 740-383-9944. I want, now that she's heard it, was I in the wrong?
She's going to, I guarantee she's going to tell you, you slammed the phone down too, you can hear it.
Yeah, but she got to hear him singing now.
Well,
that's what happened.
Well, we all know he didn't sing it very well. We all know that. But you shouldn't.
Then I'm clear.
No, you should never hung up on him like the way you did.
What's a nice way to hang up on somebody?
No, you should have stopped him or something. Or,
all right. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. This might kind of end your show on a different note, but I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your radio station. I enjoy all of it. A lot of it humorous. Hello?
Yeah, oh no, you're there. Go ahead, keep on.
Okay, I was hearing a beep beep. Okay.
Nobody's going to hang up on you, just keep going.
Okay, thank you, sir. No, I've been an invalid for 7 years, and I take so much pleasure in listening to you guys and the variation of everything you do and all that. It's just a joy to me. You know, I'm stuck homeward bound and everything, and I really enjoy it.
I'm so glad you called tonight. That's why we're here doing what we do. That call makes everything we do worthwhile. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a nice call that was. What a
that
beautiful
was very
call.
Nice.
That was a very nice call.
Yeah. If you guys were as nice as him, I wouldn't have to have this problem.
Oh, is that right?
Jeez.
You're the one that's hanging up on people.
Do you not hear that momentarily I'm going to give an apology?
Yeah, listen to this. Slamming the phone down.
Why does that bother you so much?
That makes it more. What's that word I'm kind of trying to come up with, Angie? It makes it more. Horrible.
Did the bus driver tune out? Our friend Sarah? What happened to her out there?
Well, she might be in the bar or something. I don't know.
Here we go. Jeez. Jeez Louise. Go ahead, caller.
Time for another one of those nice, beautiful phone calls.
See, there
go ahead. Now you heard it.
No. See, that's, you're getting ready to kill me because I didn't hear it. I was...
Why am I doing this show?
The pizza guy... Look, if it's you or pizza... Don't put those kinds of pressures on me.
We played it for like 5 minutes. What were you doing? Reading the dictionary to the pizza man?
No! Wow. The abuse I have to take.
So you didn't even hear it when I played it the second time?
No, not when I thought, oh my gosh, like I think you did that just because I said I didn't hear it the first time and then... And then you said, now, where's Sarah? I'm like, oh, no.
Well, I'll tell you what. Pull the window shades, pull the blinds, lock the doors, turn the lights off.
You're not going to play it again, are you?
No. I'm just saying the apology's coming up in about 15 minutes. Heaven forbid, I don't want you to miss that.
Well, how do you know he's going to answer the phone?
I'll leave a message.
Oh.
Did you hear the last caller?
I got bored while I was at work today. I have everything to do.
So I
are you answering the questions I'm asking? What are we doing here?
Well, no, I was just going to tell you. I looked up that YouTube video you were talking about.
Oh, John Mellencamp?
I love it. That was terrible.
I told you.
Wallpaper peel.
I told you he's nuts.
Yeah. Really?
All right, we're going to break. Stay tuned.
I'm going to stay tuned for real this time.
All right, no, the apology's coming. I'm only going to do it once, so you better listen.
We're going to hold you to that.
It's coming.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody stay tuned out there. We're coming back in 15 minutes with the apology of the century. Oh, Lord in heaven. Stay tuned.
World to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
To the star of Soap and Benson, Robert Guillaume.
When you first got that pilot script and you looked at Benson, now he was a housekeeper, but who